WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A pedestrian crossing Highway 21 was struck and killed last night. Police have not released the identity of the man who was in the roadway near the Brazos County AgriLife Extension office around 9 p.m. Investigators say he was struck by one vehicle, then run over by a second. Alcohol is not believed to be a factor, and the drivers are cooperating with the investigation. Bryan police are looking for the same group of suspects involved in five robberies on Saturday night and a sixth from the night before. No one was injured, as up to three men are accused of the holdups between 9:40 and 11:30 Saturday night at two mobile home parks and three other locations around the city, and one around 3 a.m. Saturday at the Holiday Plaza Motel on South Texas. More information is online at WTAW.com. Bryan firefighters were called to four fires over the weekend.
Deputy Fire Marshal Gerald Burnett reported Saturday morning shortly before 5, a mobile home fire resulted in burns to one occupant and the deaths of four dogs. The fire in the Bel Air Mobile Home Park on Leonard Road was due to the man dozing off while smoking. The mobile home was destroyed. The man was rescued from the bedroom by his fiancée, who pulled him out of a window. Then just before 1 Saturday afternoon, Burnett said employees of Mid-South Banking in the Bryan Business Park off Harvey Mitchell Parkway spotted and put out a fire in an oven. Firefighters took care of the rest of the fire that had spread into ductwork. Sunday morning, just before 4 a.m., Burnett said fire destroyed one bar and damaged a neighboring bar at Highway 21 and MLK. Arson investigations are underway at the White House, which was declared a total loss, and the Green Hornet, where there was some damage. Burnett says no firefighters were injured in any of the calls. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The filing period is underway for next year's elections. Among the latest to announce is College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, who will run for the Brazos County Commission seat currently held by Kenny Mallard. Also announcing is Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe. She's seeking her third full term. The filing deadline is December 14th. More than half the Bluebell employees furloughed earlier this year will be back at work by mid-December. That's when the company extends its distribution area following plant closures earlier this year due to listeria contamination. Spokesman Joe Robertson says 70 have returned to the home base in Brenham as work continues to prepare the home plant for test production.
We're making real good progress, but we can't confirm a date for that.
December 14th is the start of Bluebell returning products to store shelves for most of the remainder of Texas.
San Antonio, Corpus, the Valley, West Texas, East Texas, our Lufkin, and also Beaumont area.
Robertson says there is no timetable for returning the more than the five flavors of Bluebell that they're currently offering. Twin brothers arrested by Bryan police in February for having a large quantity of illegal drugs and more than $9,000 in cash are back in jail. 22-year-old Deshaun and Sean Butler, who moved from a house on Brookside to Venice Street in the Siena subdivision off Old Reliance Road, are both being held on bonds of $250,000. The brothers were arrested last Friday, 2 days after officers pulled out of the Butler Streetside trash container trace amounts of ecstasy and marijuana stems. According to their arrest reports, both have admitted to selling and distributing illegal drugs. Investigators believe the ecstasy was sold and consumed at rave parties where the brothers work as DJs known as Foreign Twins. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 65 degrees. Let's look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More local news coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that starting March 1st, your registration will serve as a combined proof of inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. You could do that at our Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryant Parkway, next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing. The home of the bulletproof roof. This Thanksgiving, spend your day giving back to our community. Epicure's Catering will be teaming up with the Brazos Food Bank and Duncan Dining Center for the 32nd annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of local volunteers are needed to lend a hand in preparation and delivery of over 1,000 Thanksgiving meals locally. Donations of food are being accepted at the Brazos Food Bank. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. Sponsorship opportunities are also available. Call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. Thank you for making this Thanksgiving special for your neighbors in the Brazos Valley.
Good morning. It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. Give them a call at 775-2929.
Clouds will be with us throughout the day. Some showers and even some thunderstorms will be popping up as the day goes on. High 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight. A few of the thunderstorms could be heavy. Lows overnight 60 to 65. Showers and storms end tomorrow to become partly sunny. Highs near 65. Mainly clear tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Sunshine in the forecast for Wednesday with highs around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. I guess you heard the Sony PlayStation 4 connection. Here's a quote. This is from Jan Jambon, who is Belgium's Minister of the Interior. Quote, "The most difficult communication between these terrorists is on PlayStation 4. It's very difficult for our services, not only our Belgian service, but international services, to decrypt the communications via PlayStation 4. He said that on November the 10th. It was 3 days before the attacks in Paris. So how do they do that? How do they communicate on PlayStation 4?
It's like an open chat, or when you're in a game, you can actually just talk back and forth. So you open a private room,
okay,
and you're playing the video game. Theoretically, the game's just in the background, and you can talk on your headset just like you would a phone call or texting back and forth.
He was speaking at an event that had been organized by a Politico, as a matter of fact. So discussing that problem there, at the Politico event, he added the messaging service WhatsApp is also very difficult to monitor, but intelligence services are able to decrypt these communications. All that to say this, article in the Wall Street Journal this morning from Gordon Krovitz, who does tech things. After the January attacks on Charlie Hebdo in the kosher supermarket, the French government proposed new surveillance laws favoring enhanced access to intelligence, weighing risks of terrorism to be greater than potential risks of individual privacy. Gosh, where have we heard that before? In what country did they possibly talk about that?
Mr. Snowden.
Because as it stands right now, it is even harder for the U.S. to prevent these kind of attacks because of the Obama administration denying American intelligence agencies the access. And do you feel comfortable letting that access be out there and available to your government? The new mandates that they have put in place in France, the use of metadata, stuff like who called who and when, you can identify patterns of communication. In France, the law requires telecommunications companies and internet service providers now in France to install black boxes on the networks, which allow intelligence agencies to collect that information and run algorithms in real time to identify any kind of terrorist networks. French Constitutional Court has agreed there are privacy risks to using this method, but ruled that those risks are outweighed by the threat of a terrorist attack. And today, I'm sure there's people in France who have changed their opinion. They might have been against that before, and now they kind of want it.
Yeah.
Still at all, with that in place, they were able to pull off the attacks. And again, coordinated attacks, as we know now. So where do we go from there? What steps do we take? Now, we didn't play the cut today. Article 5, you'll be hearing a lot more about that today. That's a deal from NATO. And Article 5 was something that was first put in after the 9/11 attacks. It basically says you attack one of us, you attack all of us. And so that Article 5 will be invoked by President Hollande at some time pretty soon, and I guess it's on after that. In case you missed it this morning, that French jets also attacked a known encampment of ISIS terrorists.
ISIS said that
ISIS,
that they had cleared out because they knew retaliations would be coming and that no one was there.
Well, again, it's not over. Just
no, this is just to start again.
That's right. That's it. So anyhow, got that going on. Let's see if we can find some good news. Let's see. Oh, we're not getting enough sleep. Get this. This is pretty. It's pretty interesting. Again, you could probably find a survey or study that'll show you almost anything. But we know it's important to get sleep, right? Need to be getting the right amount of sleep. Well, 15 minutes could save, you know, 15 minutes could make a big difference. A study of over 7,000 high school students showed that A students averaged 15 minutes more sleep per night than B students, and that B students averaged 15 minutes more sleep per night than C students, and so forth on down the line. So amazingly, that 15 minutes could make a lot of difference.
Wonder if it has a lot to do with time management, prioritization.
Well, I think that's for sure. Average U.S. Americans get 6.7 hours of sleep per night. Most people need more than that to function at their best. So, why are we not getting sleep? And the answer is obvious.
Our phones.
Too many things distract us from sleep. It can be the phone, it can be the internet, it can be staring at that screen, any of those things that cause you to sleep less. It's really okay to be reading a book and drool and drop it. It's okay.
about the fourth or fifth time I read a paragraph and the book hits me in the face.
You go, oh, wait a minute. Okay, I got to stop doing this.
And then I'm not tired anymore.
Yeah, see, that's the other thing. Get that little brain spike there for a second. But if you just chill a little bit. And that's the other thing is do you wait until the point of exhaustion to go to sleep? I mean, there are a lot of people who do that, and that's not a good thing. You know, we know that there's stuff, and we talk about it all the time. I mean, bright lights and, you know, we've got to have the serotonin going and all that kind of thing. And when we do things that keep the natural processes from happening, the sleep that we get is odd at best and not very restful in many events. So, you know, from that standpoint, if we just kind of let nature take its course, probably do pretty well with it, wouldn't we?
I'd say so.
I mean, just saying. Dead alien body, you want to do that one?
Sure, absolutely.
Hey, California. Well, maybe it is. We're not sure. Pictures of a slimy pink creature first appeared when San Jose resident Gina Piponis posted the images on Facebook. Gina's caption reads, "I heard something scream at 11:30 last night and went out my side yard and found this thing. It was dead when I found it. Share it with your friends." There has since been a repost to Reddit, so it's out there, where users have been trying to decide what it actually was. One commenter suggested it's something called a facehugger alien. Do we know what that is?
It's from Aliens.
Oh, okay. Another Reddit says probably it's a clearly
distinct. Oh, that's nasty.
It's an F. Well, you didn't have to go look.
Whoa. That's nasty.
It's an animal fetus is what they're saying.
Yeah, that's what I would guess is some.
Here we go. The coolest cars under 25K. The coolest cars under 25K. These are all 2015s. Number seven is the Honda Civia C. Number six is the Jeep Wrangler. Number five is the Ford Fiesta ST. Number four is the Mini Cooper S. Number three is the Subaru BRZ. Number two is the Volkswagen Golf GTI.
Hot hatch.
Pulled up behind a diesel the other day at the gasatorium. Wanted to ask them if they're getting some kind of, you know, have they gotten their Visa card yet from it. And the number one coolest car in $25,000 is the 2015 Ford Mustang. So I didn't know they were under 25K.
I didn't either.
All right, so you got that.
Right. That may be the model starting at.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yes, exactly. Sure. Yours, your numbers may differ.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggieland Corporate One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Well, once a month, I'll try to clue you in on what's happening on the local stages in Bryan College Station. And as you can imagine, it's getting ready for the holiday shows, for the Christmas shows. So let's just go right down the list. Stage Center. They're in downtown Bryan, of course, 201B 26th Street, right above Mr. G's in downtown Bryan. Starting on December the 3rd, going through the 19th, the best Christmas pageant ever. It will be Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7:30. Navasota Theater Alliance. It's a good old-fashioned redneck country Christmas. It starts on December the 3rd. It goes through the 13th. Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7:30. Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 o'clock. Their address is 104 West Washington Street. Their website is navasotatheater.com. Unity Theater in Brenham. A Miracle on 34th Street. It starts December the 3rd. It goes through December the 20th. Thursday shows are at 7:30, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 o'clock, and then the Sunday matinee at 4 o'clock. Their website is unitybrenham.org. They're located at 300 Church Street in Brenham. The Theater Company and the Tejas Center, they get started this Friday with Oliver, and it'll run through December the 6th. Friday and Saturday shows will be at 7 o'clock, and then Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 o'clock in the Tejas Center, and their website is theatercompany.com. Brazos Valley Troupe, Junie B. Jones, Jingle Bell, Batman Smells. It starts on December the 4th and goes through the 13th, just two weekends, Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30, Saturday and Sunday matinees at 3 o'clock. Their website is bthetroupe, that's troop with an E on the end, .com, and they're located on 29th Street. Their 29th Street studio is at 3705 East 29th Street. And coming up tonight and tomorrow night, MSC Opus presents Disney in Concert. It's going to be quite a show at Rudder Auditorium. Both tonight and tomorrow night, the curtain is at 7:30. Then coming up on December the 9th, Intimate Gatherings presents Hot Sardines Holiday Stomp. That'll be at Rudder Theater at 7:30. Again, on December the 9th, you can get tickets for all the MSC Opus performances going to their website at mscopus.org. So that's what's going on the local stages coming up for the end of November, starting tonight, actually, and then going through December with the holiday fair. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. It's brought to you by Caldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley in 2015.
Moving families, a Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors tradition. Find Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400. Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, property experts at selling lifestyles. Just a corner away from Aggieland, above the rest. Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, 846-8400. A tradition of excellence and service. Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Bill McGuire from the Better Business Bureau. And unfortunately, you come with some not so great news about something that's here local.
Hey, Kevin, we've got a guy locally who has a company and he changes the business name every so often because he ends up getting complaints that come to BBB on him.
Is that something that happens fairly frequently? Or, I mean, around the country, do you see that?
I may not hear about it coming around the country, but yes, I think it happens now and again here in our market. And that's why I want to come on today and let people know about this guy. I mean, we even had one of our directors have this guy show up at her door.
Really?
Unannounced, in College Station about 2 weeks ago. And what he did was he came up and approached her and said, hey, I can do some paving work for your driveway here. And she said, oh, really? And he said, yeah, I can fix this here right here. And gave her his card. She said he was very nice. Most con men are. And that she said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a call after I check you out with the Better Business Bureau. And so after she, yes. So after she checked him out, she emailed me about him. And said, you know, that he was very nice and all this, but that he had an F rating and had very many complaints.
Right.
And so, anyway, she was wanting me to pass the word along. Well, you know, just hearing about that once, I already knew he was in the system. So if people go to BBB's website and they're checking this guy out, even if they just have his name and call us in, we can find the guy. So unless he changes his name.
There you go.
At any rate, he changed from the last company, And, oh, and by the way, he changes addresses, Kevin, so that you can't find him. On Friday, I had a pair of people come in and spend an hour with me. They were very upset. The gentleman had started a job with this man. He was doing a job for the next-door neighbor and had just started. And he said, hey, could you maybe do some concrete work in my backyard? And, of course, Luis Hernandez said,
Of course I can.
And so he said, what do you want done? And he wrote up the estimate, and the gentleman signed it and agreed to pay this guy $3,300. Well, he paid him $2,200 and got a job that had just been started, and that was back in August. Has not been seen of since.
Wow.
Now, my guy who was in to see me on Friday had said he'd called him several times, and it was always, I'll be there Friday. He never got there Friday. So I just want to let people know about this guy. He's going by Bison Paving at the moment. Even the court records, which was the last known address we had, is not good anymore.
Wow.
So I just want to let people know it's always best to check with BBB first before you contract with somebody. Don't sign that dotted line first. Call us or just look on the website at bbb.org, and we'll take care of you.
Bill, thank you. Always a pleasure, my friend.
You bet.
That community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The FDA is asking the public to weigh in on the term natural used on food labels. Natural, all natural, or made with natural ingredients are common terms used by food manufacturers, but there aren't any formal rules or regulations that determine what they mean. The agency wants the public to weigh in on whether it's appropriate to define the term natural, and if so, how it should be defined. Uber's top lobbyist in Europe plans to exit the company after just a year and a half on the job, leaving the car-hailing company without a leader of strategy in the face of regulatory obstacles across the region. Mark McGann says he'll leave his role as Uber's head of public policy for Europe, the Middle East, and Africa to work with European venture capital firms. Owning a piece of Michael Jordan is getting costly. The jersey that the superstar wore in his final regular season game with the Bulls has sold for more than $173,000. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open. That's Your Money Now.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
I know you've heard the IRS has the right to freeze your assets, garnish your wages. Good news is they can also give you a way out called the Fresh Start Initiative, a tax debt compromise program designed to save you serious money. Optima is the nation's leading tax resolution firm, over 300 professionals to help ensure you pay the minimum, not a penny more. Thousands call every month. You can call right now. Optima. That's Latin for cut me some slack.
Call 800-295-2867. 800-295-2867.
Optima Tax Relief.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to talk about November things that are going on with the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. And Mary's here this morning. How are you today?
Just fine. Thank you, Scott.
An annual event. This is one that that a lot of people look forward to, and this year should be no exception.
This is a huge event. We are partnering with our good friends, the Brazos Valley Chorale, Texas A&M Century Singers, and also the Blend Choir. And we're going to be bringing this year, it's by Brahms, and it's called A German Requiem.
Wow.
It's going to be sung in German.
Going to be at the Rudder Auditorium, 5 o'clock on November the 22nd, which is a Sunday, and tickets are available. But this is just a spectacular show.
Absolutely. We have two incredible world-class vocalists. It's going to be our soloist, Kelly Markgraf, sings in opera venues throughout the world. and Mila Daly. In fact, she's singing with the Austin Symphony and running back and forth between ours and theirs that weekend. So we're very, very lucky to have both of them. And this particular, it's wonderful. I mean, it's a huge group of musicians all working together on the stage. It's just a not to be missed. And we can't do these things. These are huge, huge pieces of music with lots of people and lots of parts and lots of expense. And so we certainly count on our sponsors. St. Joseph is the sponsor of this concert, as well as the entire 15-16 season. And also, Rose Van Arsdale is sponsoring this concert as well.
Now, I guess because of the number of artists involved, they have to rehearse themselves separately, but then at some point it all has to meld together. I just wondered, do you have any idea how much time they can spend rehearsing as the entire ensemble?
Well, absolutely. There's, they've all been rehearsing on their own throughout the entire semester, but there's two times, in fact, two Mondays, that they get together as all three choirs. So it's not a lot of time together, but they're well prepared, they're ready to go, and it's always a fantastic performance. So when you have this quality of musicians that we have here in the Brazos Valley, it just works every time.
Well, this is a circle your calendar event type thing. Again, November the 22nd at 5 o'clock.
Absolutely, and do not miss. There's a pre-concert talk. Ann Thompson, she used to do this for the Houston Grand Opera. She's going to be there at 4 o'clock, and just come on down. She'll tell you about the music. She's absolutely hilarious. You never know what she's going to say, and it's just one of the best pre-shows that you'll have in your life. And afterwards, we're at Napa Flats, and the soloists will be there, and you'll get a chance to meet these guest artists, and there'll be appetizers provided by Napa Flats, and then stay and have dinner, too. That would be fantastic.
Sure. Tickets and information, what do they do?
Absolutely. You can do one of two things. You can go to bvso.org, or you can call the MSC box office at 845-1234.
All right. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Kim Commando here with an important parental alert. Facebook is following its social media startup rival, Snapchat. It, too, will offer so-called disappearing photos. When Snapchat started this nonsense 2 years ago, millions of underage teens sent teasing photos of themselves to their girlfriends and boyfriends. Nude photos, sexting pics. Snapchat promised that their photos would disappear from the recipient's phone after only a few minutes, but Snapchat lied. These photos are easily made permanent. Today, there are many apps designed to hide embarrassing photos, but disguised to look like calculators and other apps. Kids use them to hide everything they don't want mom and dad to see. This is not simply innocent fun. If caught, overzealous cops and prosecutors will often try and force these kids to register as sex offenders for life. Talk with your kids tonight. Tell them that you know about these kinds of apps. Explain that registering as a sexual offender is a devastating, life-changing event. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Exciting news from Epson. Introducing Epson's revolutionary EcoTank printers for home and office. And listen to this, no ink cartridges. Instead, Epson has pioneered an innovative refillable ink tank, ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to affordably print up to 8,500 pages in full color. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer powered by Epson's leading-edge precision core technology. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. An unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes fully loaded and ready to print with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:34, 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, who is term limited from seeking that position next year, has announced running for the Brazos County Commission. Barry, who was appointed last week to serve a two-year term on the Blinn College Board of Trustees, is seeking the commission post now held by Kenny Mallard. Another incumbent Brazos County official has announced they're seeking re-election. Tax assessor-collector Christy Rowe, who was appointed in 2007, is running for a third full term. The filing period, which began Saturday, continues through December 14th. Bryan police are investigating an accident that led to the death of a pedestrian last night around 9. Officers said a vehicle on Highway 21 West near the Brazos County AgriLife Extension office struck a male pedestrian who was run over by a second vehicle. Both drivers are cooperating with the investigation, and alcohol is not believed to be a factor. The identity of the pedestrian is being withheld until next of kin can be notified. Two of four fires investigated by Bryan police this weekend are possible arsons.
Deputy Fire Marshal Gerald Burnett says fires were believed to have been set at neighboring bars at Highway 21 and MLK. Firefighters were initially sent to the White House, where the building's a total loss. While at the White House, Burnett said firefighters saw the door was open next door at the Green Hornet. That's when they discovered the other fire, which was put out before that building was destroyed. On Saturday morning, just before 5, firefighters went to the Bel Air Mobile Home Park on Leonard Road. Burnett says a man who was smoking in his bedroom dozed off. When the man woke up, he discovered his mattress was on fire and he could not get out of the bedroom. His fiancée, who was in the shower, was not able to get in the bedroom. Burnett says she went outside and pulled him out of a window. The man was treated at a local hospital and released. Four dogs died and the mobile home was destroyed. And Saturday afternoon, just before 1, Burnett said employees discovered a fire at Mid-South Baking in the Bryan Business Park off Harvey Mitchell Parkway. The employees used extinguishers to put out the fire in a convection oven, producing English muffins. Firefighters took care of the fire that spread into ductwork. Burnett says no firefighters were injured. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
At least three men are accused of 6 weekend robberies in Bryan. Police responded to the first of 5 armed robberies Saturday at 3 a.m. at the Holiday Plaza Motel on South Texas. The remaining 5 holdups, 4 of them involving guns, were Saturday night between 9:40 and 11:30. A total of 10 victims were not injured from 2 robberies at mobile home parks on Leonard and Fenfeather Roads, on Biddle Lane, and on East Villa Maria and Esther Street. While those responsible have not been found, police reported recovering vehicles and other evidence. Suspect descriptions and additional information is online at WTAW.com. Last Friday's announcement by Bluebell of bringing back more furloughed employees only applies to distribution centers. Spokesman Joe Robertson says there's still no date for opening the Brenham plant for test production or adding more ice cream flavors.
We've got the 5 flavors out now, and they're working real hard on getting our geographical territory, and then we'll get new flavors out just as soon as we can.
Robertson says 215 more employees will return to work December 14th.
Phase 3 employees are based out of our distribution centers, and they're responsible for getting the products to the store location, store shelves. So most of those are driver salesmen, route merchandisers, some shipping and administrative people.
The start of the third of 5 phases of Bluebell's comeback from listeria contamination means the return of 915 of 1,400 furloughed employees, including 70 in Brenham. 27 of 50 distribution centers will be back in operation. There are no plans at this time to reopen 12 more centers that were closed. Twin brothers from Bryan who work around the country as the party DJ team called Foreign Twins are back in jail on drug charges. 22-year-olds Sean and Deshaun Butler are being held on bonds of $250,000 each. That's after Bryan police took trash bags set outside the Butler's home for pickup and discovered trace amounts of ecstasy and marijuana stems. Undercover officers were outside the home on Venice near Old Reliance Road last Wednesday. That follows 2 visits to their home on Brookside earlier this year when police seized ecstasy, cocaine, prescription drugs, mushrooms, and more than $9,000 cash. According to the arrest reports, the brothers told police they sold and distributed drugs. Investigators at the local, state, and national level believe the activity included when they hosted rave parties. Brenham police has announced a third arrest in last year's fatal shooting of a Blinn College student. A 16-year-old becomes the second juvenile, along with an 18-year-old, who are charged with capital murder in the slaying of Trey Allen Kurtz of Houston. Authorities have not released a motive. An investigation into a suicide at a Waco jail has resulted in the arrest of 3 correctional officers for allegedly changing documents to make it appear they conducted headcounts. The Waco Tribune Herald reports that 25-year-old Michael Angelo Martinez was found unresponsive in his single-person cell the morning of November 1st. According to affidavits, surveillance video shows that the suspects did not conduct mandatory checks on inmates. Officials are investigating Martinez's death as a suicide by asphyxia. McLennan County received the notice of noncompliance from the state jail commission because inmates known to be mentally ill or suicidal weren't visited every 30 minutes. It was unclear if the notice was related to Martinez's death. WTAW News Time is 8:40. It's 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Awards and More. More news coming up today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Today's a perfect example. You know, it's just kind of sketchy weather out there. If you're having to get to the airport in Houston, that could slow you down. It could mess things up. It starts your travel off in a very bad and wrong way. Well, groundshuttle.com here to solve that for you. They make trips to the Houston airports. 4 trips a day to Hobby, 10 trips to Intercontinental. You sit back, you relax, you can catch up on your emails or read a book. There are power outlets, reclining seats, Wi-Fi on some of the shuttles. You sit back and let the driver get you there. They can pick you up at your home or your office, or they can pick you up at Easterwood. It's reliable shuttle service to the Houston airports that allows you to relax and get your business done and concentrate on what you need to and want to do. You can give them a call to book your time, your travel, at 855-303-4415, or you can just go to groundshuttle.com. If you'd like Ground Shuttle limo service, that's available, too, in a Mercedes S350 to travel on your schedule. Same number for that. And if you have a group of people who need to be getting someplace, not just the airport, any place around the state of Texas or any place around town, then get in touch with groundshuttle.com. They can make that available to you, too. Groundshuttle.com.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to keep you healthy. A doctor who's connected to a network of expert care. A doctor who's your link to a world of specialists and advanced treatment. St. Joseph Physicians are caring, responsive, convenient, and connected. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Good morning, it's 8:42. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, they've got furniture, supplies, and so much more, and we got the weather.
A developing storm system in the central part of the country will help draw moisture northward. We'll have clouds today. Some showers and thunderstorms will pop up as the day goes on, 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for tonight, 60 to 65. A few of those storms may be strong. Showers and thunderstorms end tomorrow. Turns partly cloudy. It's cooler, 65. We'll have sunshine throughout the day on Wednesday. Highs on Wednesday are going to be up close to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. It's 8:43. You know, this would probably be worrisome under any circumstance, but the FBI is investigating in Massachusetts, searching for weapons that were stolen from an Army Reserve training and recruitment facility this weekend.
Governor, okay, that's a little creepy.
Yeah, Governor of Massachusetts confirmed the burglary at the State House press conference that took place yesterday afternoon. State officials have ordered security stepped up at the sites around the state after Friday's terror attacks in Paris, obviously. So, there. So, a set of high-tech glasses offering the first new treatment for lazy eye in more than 50 years. It affects about 2 to 3% of school children. The condition causes reduced vision in one eye and is not linked to any eye disease. The still unknown reason, signals from the weaker eye do not reach the brain and can eventually lead to a permanent vision loss in the lazy eye. The condition cannot be corrected with normal glasses, but popular science says these new high-tech glasses, they're called Embolens, can be programmed to treat lazy eye. The lenses contain programmable LCDs that will make the lenses over the stronger eye go dark for a specific period to stimulate vision in the lazy eye.
Hmm.
There you are. So we were talking about LED lights the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
under the skin?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about for your house.
Oh, for your house, yeah. Those are much better.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Don't require surgery.
Well, right, but here's the thing, you know, so I have had this light fixture that has a clear crystal, you know, like 40-watt bulbs, okay?
Okay.
So I thought I found the one that was the best match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nah.
But?
Well, it's like as you turn, they're at the base of the stairs, and as you're going downstairs, I mean, it's like a train, an oncoming train. The light is just
too bright.
Yeah, it is. And now I don't know where to put it. I got no place in my world that I need to put this thing. I don't know. I may put it on Tradio. But I mean, it's a really good light. And, you know, and my wife said, the light. I go, I know, but it's going to last for 13.7 years. She said, okay, well, how about if it exists someplace else for 13 years? I'm going, okay. Paid $8 for it. A little disappointed about that. Okay, if you need one more new Star Wars The Force's Awakens clip. Apparently there's a new one out there. The latest trailer made for TV. The focus of the character Rey, portrayed by Daisy Ridley. It hints at the idea that Rey may be Han Solo's daughter, or that she's somehow related to the owner of the Millennium Falcon. There, don't you feel better now? No more FOMO. Right?
FOMO.
I'm just saying. I mean, you need to know about that stuff. You don't want to be missing anything. Got nobody I'm talking to about that, and I don't have to worry about it. CBS has decided not to air episodes of Supergirl and NCIS Los Angeles, which originally dealt was supposed to air tonight. Dealt with terrorism in the wake of the attacks. Both the episodes deal with terrorist acts. Supergirl had to deal with a bombing in National City, and NCIS Los Angeles episode revolved around an ISIS recruitment. Other original episodes of both shows will air instead. Spectre did $35.4 million over the weekend to remain at number one. Peanuts movie did $24.2 million. Love the Coopers. Debuted at $8 million. Interesting trailer. Thought it might be good. Don't know. Angelina Jolie had a movie out with Brad Pitt. Do we know that? Called By the Sea?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, debuted at 31st place. $95,000 nationwide. Nationwide! Okay. Maybe he's past his time. 96-year-old New Jersey World War II veteran has refused to retire. His name is Salvatore DeSanto. Laid off earlier this year from a maintenance job he'd worked for 30-plus years. Now, the Haddon Township senior, looking for work. Says he can clean, he can paint, he can fix things. He said, I'll try anything once, but I want a light job, no heavy jobs. I don't want to work any weekends. A 96-year-old not wanting to work any weekends. That's fair enough. Fewer Americans smoke when compared to a decade ago. And those who still light up do so less often. News report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds that fewer than 17% of the adults said they smoked in 2014. That's down from 21% back in 2005. And the average number of cigarettes smoked has fallen daily from 17 to 14. WebMD says that smoking still kills half a million U.S. Americans each year. Socioeconomic factors, the biggest rule. Yeah. Stuff's expensive, man. Cigarettes cost a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, put it away. But, I mean, on the other side of that, Helmut Schmidt died, what, last week? Smoked, I think, until the date he died. He was 96. Smoked until he died.
Well, it's for the kids.
Yeah, well, again, yeah. A lot of kids are through school in Germany,
yeah. Right?
Yeah. Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Coulter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name that Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
We go about 10 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, we endeavored to get it, but we could not. And the reason we shifted Bravo Brazos Valley over to the front part of the hour is we were looking for the Aggie report on the back hour, but there's some sort of a problem there. So for those of you who are jonesing for the Aggie daily report, won't be getting it today. Just letting you know. Okay. We've all done embarrassing things, but everybody does them. It's weird because when we see other people do it, we laugh and we judge them, but we do it too. For instance, talking to yourself.
Always.
Just done something stupid, so you reprimand yourself out loud.
Stupid.
Yeah, or asking yourself a question when somebody walks in the room. Suddenly, you look like a crazy person. But actually, talking to yourself is not only insanely common. We all do it probably a couple of times a day. Some people do it, you know, once an hour. It just depends on how stupid they are. Anyway, but it can be a sign of good things because that helps you focus and be alert. Repeating a story. While you probably know if you've told the story before, it turns out that people have a difficulty remembering who told them the story, so you might be okay there. Lying about seeing a movie. I find this interesting. I have never seen and never will see My Little Dingy. I'm just telling you, just out front. When it comes to important movies or important books, people lie about that because they want to appear smart. A surprising number of people lied about seeing The Godfather in a 2011 poll. Just saying. Getting song lyrics wrong.
Everybody does that.
Song lyrics are often hard to make out, so we make up what we think we heard. And it irritates those people who do know the lyrics, but you know what? They probably got some that they don't know the lyrics to, and they make them up. So, as usual, don't be quick to judge other people. Oh, bottled water kills you. This is... Well, we knew everybody who drinks bottled water dies, but...
Correct.
One more thing to worry about, BPA. That's the chemical compound that's found in a lot of water bottles and soda can linings. BPA is linked to several health problems. People who drank from BPA-lined containers experience a rise in blood pressure within 2 hours. People who drank from BPA-free glass saw no change in their blood pressure. And remember that that bottled water may not be as pure as you think. The label may say... what, triple purified virgin water source, yada, 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 whatever that is, but you have to take their word for it. The water bottling industry is nowhere near as strictly related as your local tap is. Your water agencies here locally regularly test tap water, and they release those results to the public. They have to. They got to let you know. Survey of 188 bottled water brands found that only two made that kind of information available to the public. And there are other concerns as well, like billions of empty water bottles. Oh, the horror. Clogging up our world. Only one in five of these bottles in U.S. America are recycled. And several water companies are bottling water by pumping it out of drought-stricken California and shipping it elsewhere.
Oh, I love that.
Shame them into that. Well, I mean, what can you do with those little water bottles? I mean, I understand. And the thing is, they've gotten so weak, so wimpy, sometimes they won't even stand up. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because the pressure of them being... all shrink-wrapped as they are, and then you set them down, and they tip over, or they tip over when you get down to the bottom of them because they're so light, or they spill in your vehicle. I know. First world problems, right?
This Thanksgiving, spend your day giving back to our community. Epicure's Catering will be teaming up with the Brazos Food Bank and Dunkin' Dining Center for the 32nd annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of local volunteers are needed to lend a hand in preparation and delivery of over 1,000 Thanksgiving meals locally. Donations of food are being accepted at the Brazos Food Bank. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. Sponsorship opportunities are also available. Call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. Thank you for making this Thanksgiving special for your neighbors in the Brazos Valley.
Looking for a place with unique atmosphere and wine on tap? Join us at the Wine Bar at Messina Hoff Winery for all this and more. Come by this Friday and experience a moonlit tour. The Wine Bar at Messina Hoff Winery. Find us on Facebook or at messinahoff.com.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break.
and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's Mini Mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Hey, Brazos Valley, this is Mark from Sovac City. Did you know that if you have that crafty nick and you really want to get out and put some bling on something, Sovac City is the place that you need to be. Sovac City, we've got embroidery machines starting at only $4.99. Decorate up what you want to. We have artistic software where you can actually bling out those items and really give them a pop. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Are you or is someone you love suffering from sandwich envy? Do you look longingly at other Subway sandwiches and wish they were your own? Not surprisingly, this is a common side effect of the Subway Chicken and Bacon Ranch Melt. With tender, all-white meat chicken, crispy bacon, Monterey cheddar, and cool, creamy ranch on freshly baked bread. Fortunately, there is an effective cure for sandwich envy. Get to Subway and grab your own Chicken and Bacon Ranch Melt today. It's that simple. Subway. Eat fresh. Warning, while eating Chicken and Bacon Ranch Melt, those around you may begin to suffer from their own sandwich envy.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, almost forgot. Got tickets for Aggie basketball tonight. 695-1620. 695-1620. They play Southeastern Louisiana. So if you want to go see that, call me right now. 695-1620. Humans may have been beekeepers as far back as the Stone Age. New researchers have found that humans have been using beeswax for nearly 9,000 years. Live Science says chemical residues on the pots dated back to the Stone Age have been proven to come from beeswax.
Hmm. British researchers, none of yours.
Yeah, really. Very nice. British researchers say that they found the first farmers in every single area of Europe, as a matter of fact. So want Aggie basketball tickets, do you?
I do.
Who are you?
Dwayne.
Dwayne who?
Lee.
Dwayne Lee?
Yes, sir.
All right, come by Crystal Park Plaza. I got them for you, buddy.
All right, thank you.
You bet. You're welcome. There you go. Trend spotting. Here you go. Looking for a trend. Glitter roots. Glitter roots. Just what the name says. Women are adding sparkly stuff to their hair in the roots.
In the roots?
In the roots. Rack.com says, in addition to being an attention-getting tactic, glitter roots also have a practical use. It hides the evidence when you're overdue to get your hair dyed. Okay. And let's see. New Jersey police say that they busted a guy for armed robbery just days after he was released from prison. Cops in Ocean City say Ronald Hurless robbed the Ocean City Coffee Company at knife point last week. The heist caught on video, and Ronald was taken into custody. He should have been. He was released October the 21st after serving 10 years in prison. I guess guys just like it on the inside sometimes, right? So they feel more comfortable to be there. All right, this date in history. The first transmission of electricity between a power plant and a city took place. Niagara Falls, in 1896. This date in 1977, Close Encounters of the Third Kind opened in theaters.
I like that movie.
That's back in the day when I went pretty regularly, yeah. And in 2001, the very first Harry Potter movie was released into theaters. Remember what it's called? Remember?
No.
I don't either. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Okay.
There you go. All right, we're back tomorrow. WTAW, College Station Bryan, it's 9 o'clock.